It was a realistic assessment by Hezbollah Secretary General regarding the dangers looming over Lebanon. In a televised speech, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah warned of the danger of sectarian tension, an issue which seems to be grabbing at tensions with the ongoing violence in Syria. The conflict in that country has also been depicted as sectarian in nature.
Let's not hide the truth, because the realities on the ground showed that there are some sides who are working on dragging the country into a sectarian fighting, and especially into a kind of sectarian fighting of Sunni-Shiite nature.
Sectarian flames have been leaping in Lebanon, with certain Salafist figures and March 14 officials, who both share an enmity to the Syrian government, launching accusations against Hezbollah. The allegations include Hezbollah's role in killing religious and security officials belonging to the Sunni sect. Such accusations, Nasrallah said, are totally baseless, but at the same time, they threaten to throw Lebanon into sectarian strife.
It is you who is making the allegation which will lead to sectarian sedition. But bring me the evidence. I am denying that you are the one accusing. So it is you who should put the evidence forward to back your accusation.
But it isn't certain that these calls will fall on open ears. And what increases the danger is the emergence of new extremist players like Al-Nusra Front. Such movements are part of the armed opposition in Syria. They are believed to have gained a foothold in Lebanon and are largely composed of non-Syrian, non-Lebanese fighters.
The various accusations inside Lebanon and by groups backed by foreign powers and regional powers to instigate Sunni-Shiite fitna in Lebanon, Sunni-Shiite fight in Lebanon. What he wanted to focus upon is that Hezbollah does not want anything to do with that.
Sayyid Hassan said that the groups encompassing foreign fighters had played a primary role in forcing Lebanese Shia inhabitants of Syrian border villages to flee their homes. He described this act as religious cleansing. The longer the fighting in Syria continues, the more visible become the negative repercussions on Lebanon and other regional countries. The uniquely realistic tone of Hezbollah's leader and his frank warnings indicate the danger sectarianism poses to Lebanon, a country whose politics is based on religious representation. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.